the flying foxes should have preference because they've been coming there for thousands of years.
They are extremely important for pollination and seed dispersal of our native trees.
There are 1,100 different bat species in the world, with 90 different types in Australia alone. They can be narrowed down to two groups, microbats and megabats. Along the east coast of Australia, fruit bats or flying foxes are dropping in significant numbers. Many fail to realise the importance of bats in Australia's ecosystem because they don't fit the cute and cuddly mould of other threatened wildlife. Jenny McLean is the head of the Tolga Bat Hospital near Atherton in Queensland. McLean says bats play an important role in Australia's forests.
Your megabats that are eating your fruit, consuming fruit and blossom, they play a very important role in pollination and seed dispersal. So basically they're keeping the forest healthy by allowing plants to reproduce themselves.
With barbed wire fencing threatening bat populations, experts want to introduce labelling that highlights the threat posed to the animals.
Barbed wire is a huge problem wherever there are bats and gliders. And in fact, there's been over 60 different species of wildlife recorded as being caught on barbed wire fences. One of the things we ultimately would like to do is to have mandatory warnings at all sales outlets for barbed wire, just to raise awareness of the issue that if you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you need to monitor it, and that there are various things you can do to prevent it catching wildlife.
Monofilament netting around fruit crops are also causing injuries, particularly in the Brisbane area.
Various people are working on to try to get mandatory warnings put at sales outlets for monofilament netting, or preferably removing it from sale so that people have to use a netting that's less harmful to wildlife.
Australian plants such as eucalyptus are pollinated by bats in order to maintain a consistent reproduction process. Eucalyptus is a vital part of Australia's ecosystem, representing 5% of the plant population. With this in mind, CCN spoke to senior botanist for the Queensland Herbarium, Tony Bean, about the importance of eucalyptus in Australian ecology.
There's between 800 and 900 species. They're very important because they dominate communities over a wide part of the continent, particularly sort of near coastal areas.
The Australian Geographic Society helps to fund the Tolga Bat Hospital and other projects that aim to protect Australia's bat population. Project Administrator Sandy Richardson.
We have 50 stores with Australian Geographic, and the customer is invited to donate. And over those 50 stores, we then collect the monies and send it off to the appropriate fundraiser.
Ryan Keating reporting for CCN.